Students attending the Governor's School for Mathematics and Science at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Greenbank had a special visitor Monday afternoon, West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin.
What value do you think? Are you excited to be here? Do you think you'd ever have this opportunity anywhere else? Do you think we should keep it continued?
Yes.
You want me to keep funding it?
Yes.
You know, I hope that each one of you, as you grow and continue to grow, not only in stature, but basically with your knowledge and your expertise, I would hope that each one of you would stay in West Virginia. I truly do. But wherever you go, you're going to make West Virginia look so good.
Manchin has high praise for this program, sponsored by the NRAO and the National Youth Science Foundation. In fact, he'd like to see it become a regular part of the state budget.
I think after this visit here, I might go ahead and just put a little line item in there in my executive budget, which might make short stays here permanent.
That's music to the ears of Dr. Fred Lowe, director of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. He says Greenbank offers facilities and learning that students can't get anywhere else in West Virginia.
Using Greenbank is a wonderful thing because we, you know, it's such a resource for the state and for the county and for the nation, actually. I'm really pleased that the governor's pleased, and as he promised, he'll keep funding the school, and that's wonderful for the state.
The Governor's School for Math and Science was created in 2004 by two dedicated educators, Andrew Blackwood of the National Youth Science Foundation and Sue Ann Heatherly, Director of Education at Greenbank. Blackwood says the school is about more than just solving astronomy problems.
The real intent of the Governor's School for Math and Science at Greenbank is to simply use radio astronomy, problems in radio astronomy, kind of as the vector to show folks the importance of math and science in general. So I'm a former mathematics professor, and many times students would say, well, when are we ever going to use this? And here's a great example of when they can.
Up to 60 rising ninth graders from all over the state come to Greenbank for 2 weeks. They submit a detailed application through their local school. The final decision on who gets to attend is made by Sherry Keffer, director of the Governor's School. Students must demonstrate an aptitude for math and/or science. They must also be emotionally mature enough to be away from home for 2 weeks. The school also employs about a dozen teachers. Retired Barber County teacher Donna Boutwell says the kids get real-life experience in this school.
They're having to think about the reality of a science in looking at the nature of what goes on and how do you pursue answers when nobody knows them. So it's quite challenging, and some of them meet with a little frustration and anxiety. But as long they're finding as long as they can work together, they have the skills as a group to get the work done.
One student who's clearly enjoying her stay at Greenbank is Clara Beth Novotny from Martinsburg.
Oh, I love it. Actually, this week, radio astronomy sounds like a really fun career. And who knows, it might happen, it might not, but it definitely is a possibility.
And she offers this advice to other West Virginia students.
I'm having a great time, and anyone who wants to apply for Governor's School should definitely do it because it's so much fun.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.